got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Yesterday you brought to us the very important information.
It was.
That the Bureau of Meteorology would like us to stop calling them the bomb. Stop calling them the Bureau.
Yeah, so it wasn't even the bomb. It was just bomb.
Yeah.
So B, like a little O and a big M was like how it was stylized. And they apparently $220,000 marketing budget on rebranding to the Bureau of Meteorology because they were like, hey, we're a serious business. We will be taken seriously. A lot of people make jokes about it. A lot of people were making jokes on the fact that when they announced it, a whole bunch of people stole the social media handles of just the Bureau of Victoria, the Bureau of New South Wales. And then yesterday... Now, I feel like we have to come forward.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the truth behind this after I play it, but here is definitely a real commercial that the Bureau of Meteorology ran to show you how easy it is to say.
Here at the Bureau of Meteorology, we understand that referring to our company as BOMB is the quickest and most simple way to make the point. But the team here at the Bureau of Meteorology wanted to prove to you that indeed it is not the BOMB to shorten our name. The Bingo of Menominee prides itself on reporting up-to-date weather reports right around the country, and we feel it's respectful to call us by our full name, the Mural of Birragadjuri. See, it's that simple. Yours truly, the Furo of Bingadangara.
I did get a message on Instagram, someone asking, is that real? It's not.
It's not.
It's not real. But yes, apparently there's another twist in this tale.
Because of all of the drama that's happened this week, the Bureau of Meteorology... Or should I just say the bomb now, Tim, have done a big old backflip. They released a statement this morning, and the statement said, following the backlash, the agency would like to clarify, people can refer to the body in any way they wish.
Do you know why it's gotten out of hand? It's because you can't change your nickname. Unfortunately.
No, this is it.
Like, Jess, you've asked me to stop calling you Plugger for years. Too bad.
Once you get a nickname, you've got it. It sticks forever.
And you can't force your own. I've got from personal experience, for some reason, when I was 11 or 12 years old, I thought, you know what I should go by? Not Tim. I should go by Bucket.
Oh, yeah.
There was a guy on Rove Live and he was like, yeah, this is Bucket. And I was like, Bucket's cool. I want to be
Bucket
like
Bulge.
Bucket.
Yeah.
And I even had an email address. It was like tim_bucket@hotmail.com. Oh, I committed to it. And you know what? It never took off.
Yep. Not even your best mates called you Bucket?
No, but you know what did stick? When I was younger and I got a bit sick and I lost a bit of weight and then I shaved my head, I got called Sheldon from Big Bang Theory.
Great.
I didn't want that, and that stuck for a couple of years.
Also, when we used to play mix-in or netball, we called you Sausage Fingers Bulge.
Yes, because I do have quite decent-sized fingers. So you can't change your nickname.
You can't.
Sorry, Bureau of Meteorology. You cannot change your nickname. You're the bomb, you're bomb, you're the bureau, you're anything but the Bureau of Meteorology.
Refer to them in any way you wish, Tim.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I know we've only been here for a week and I even am surprised how much we've talked about fairy bread on the show this week, Jess.
Honestly, causing a ruckus in the Tim and Jess group therapy Facebook page. Mm. If you want to join, you can, of course, join at any time. Just search for Tim and Jess on Facebook. A lot of people, after our discussion of how you cut fairy bread yesterday, have been debating which kind of sprinkles you actually use on the fairy bread.
Yeah, and personally for me, I always enjoyed the sprinkles more than the hundreds and thousands, aka the little tiny mini balls, because I feel I can get a better crunch to them and you can stick them down nice and firm and they're not rolling everywhere. It just seems more fun.
It's not fairy bread unless it's the original hundreds and thousands balls.
What is it?
It's bread with sprinkles on it.
Oh, geez, you really thought of that one, didn't you? Jeez.
Well, Tim, on 52232955, we have a couple of very passionate fairy bread eaters.
We have young legend Ella on the phone. Now, Ella, you are 9 years old. You must love fairy bread at the parties you go to.
Yeah.
Ella,
how many years have you been eating fairy bread for, Ella, do you think?
9 years.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Straight out of the womb eating fairy bread.
Straight off breast milk, straight into the good stuff, the Aussie stuff. Now, Ella, this is the most important question you've probably ever been asked in your life. Do you like the sprinkles or do you like the tiny, tiny balls?
Tiny, tiny balls.
Ella, yes. Hundreds and thousands is the only way to do it, Ella. You're a genius already.
This child on the radio. What irresponsible parents. This is slanderous. Ella, the next time you make fairy bread, try sprinkles. I'm not saying don't eat hundreds and thousands, but sprinkles are so good.
No sprinkles.
Don't you dare put a sprinkle in front of Ella. Thank you for your call, Ella.
All right, we've got Tamekin on the phone as well. Tamekin, what are your thoughts on fairy bread, sprinkles or hundreds and thousands?
I am hundreds and thousands, 100%. You cannot put sprinkles on fairy bread because it is not true fairy bread if you put those sprinkles
on
them.
Thank you, Tamekin.
I asked this to Jess, Tamekin, then what is it if it isn't?
Well, it's just sprinkles and bread.
You're both as smart as each other by the sounds of it.
And it still has to be the tiny triangles, and you can't put it face down in the sprinkles.
So many rules.
You've got to sprinkle them, and, well, yeah, are you Australian or are you not?
Good question, Tim. It's a good question.
To Megan, I just, like, apparently one of your arguments is that you think you can fit more hundreds and thousands than sprinkles on the bread. It's not about quantity. It's about quality,
no,
mate.
Have you ever had fairy bread with, like, next to no sprinkles on them?
Yeah,
that's just bread.
When you go to a party and they just, bread. They stinge out on the hundreds and thousands, oh, there's nothing worse.
It's crazy. Yeah. I personally get upset when people stinge on the tiny little ball because it's just not right.
Tell us how you really feel. Jeez. Listening the way home,
listening to Sunday. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
And I found myself with a bit of a conundrum. So if you want to help me solve it, feel free to give us a call, 52232955. And I've been very vocal, at least with yourself, Jess, my wife. Her name's Jess as well. So it keeps it simple. The branding very for much for me is Jess, please, in my life. And I think you're well aware of the conundrum that I want to speak about. I've really wanted, ever since I found out we were moving to Geelong, like, I don't know, what, 6-7 weeks ago, I was like, yeah, well, I will now purchase an electric scooter, and that is now who I am as
a human being. Probably don't know about Tim just yet is that you get, like, fixated on these little things. You decide you want something, and you will not stop until you get that thing.
Well, I don't want things very often.
Yeah.
So now I understand why people that, like, shop on the Iconic every single week, I'm like, oh, I get that.
But you spend, like, weeks trying to justify it to yourself. It's like when you wanted to buy a Nintendo Switch. You didn't need it.
No, I wrote a letter to myself. Trying to sell it to myself, and then I wrote a letter to myself also saying why I didn't need it, because anything over like a couple $100, my brain goes, I can't afford that.
And then for weeks you were like, I don't need it, but I want it real bad, and then you just rocked up to work with one day.
And then, I did bring it to work, I'll correct myself, but what I have encountered, because when I found the rental that we've moved into, which is in Geelong, like in the CBD area, I was like, fantastic. My 20-minute walk would then be a 5-minute e-scooter ride.
Scoot.
Blah, blah, blah. And then I've still been trying to just make sure that I want it and I'm putting some money aside for it. And I think I've fallen in love with walking everywhere.
Right.
So my conundrum is I don't know if I want the scooter now because I'm worried that I'm going to exercise less because I'll be scooting everywhere.
Can I play devil's advocate here?
I'm not getting a push razor scooter.
No, no, no.
I'm not getting an ankle biter, I tell you right now.
No, no, no. I don't think you should get an electric scooter at all. I think
that was your idea that just happened, just popped into your head?
I think that, look, I've got a lot of mates that are nurses, especially in ERs, and they say that a lot of accidents, than you realize happen on those e-scooters.
I won't hear that because that. Otherwise, if we use that mentality for stuff, you would never drive a car, ever. Right?
I'm just looking out for my mate.
You're not. We're colleagues at best, and you know that, and stop saying the M word.
They're expensive.
Well, the one I found is, like, I found, like, this list of, like, the 10 best ones in Australia. Uh-huh. Number one on the list was, like, $640, which I was like, geez, that's a lot of money. Number two was $9,200. So I was like, all right, well, there is a big discrepancy.
I know how much you make because I make the same. We can't afford a $9,000 scooter, Tim.
So I want it because I'm like, yes, convenient. But I'm also worried that my little Fitbit step goals that I've been absolutely creaming.
Can we think about when it's raining and you can no longer walk everywhere?
I can't walk or scoot.
Would you scoot in the rain?
No, mate, I'm not. What do you think? I'm going to end up in your mate's ER. Okay. That's the whole purpose. You're not even listening to me or yourself.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, we're talking on 52232955 about your sleeping habits with your partner because the Scandinavians have been doing something for years, Tim, that apparently is very healthy for your relationship.
And if you weren't listening like 6 minutes ago, Jess definitely knew that was like Norway and Sweden. And
I'm all about Scandinavia, mate.
Yeah, go for it. And so you sleep on like queen-size bed, double bed, instead of one doona, a doona each.
Yes. And apparently it just helps everyone have a better night's sleep because you're not sharing one blanket.
Even, like, I try not to get upset with my wife when she steals the full blanket, but I'm like, because I know, like, sleep mode, you can't really blame someone for something I do in the sleep, but, like, happens a lot. Happens a lot. All right, we've got Mick in Werribee who's given us a call. Now, Mick, it's not you. It's something your partner named Naomi does that's a bit bizarre. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, look, I mean, don't go with bizarre. That's a bit harsh. That's
well, this is Jesse's word, not mine.
Don't forget Scandinavia does actually include Iceland as well. But
Thank you, Mick. Appreciate the little update on geography.
And Greenland, if we're going to go full-blown Scandinavia.
So, Mick, you and your wife, you share a bed.
We do. So my wife wakes up probably once a week and says, Michael, I've got bruises on my legs again.
Bruises.
She goes running in her sleep and kicks herself in her own legs. She gets bruises on her legs. She gets bruises on her toes. She breaks knuckles on her toes. She full on goes running in her sleep.
Like when your dog is like having a dream and they get up and they're running with their legs, but it's your partner.
Mick, does she ever kick you in your sleep?
No.
Maybe you kick her.
Yeah. Oh. Don't have the broken nails, though.
Mick, I think tonight what you need to do is you need to each sleep with a different doona on. So you've got two doonas on the one bed and see if that makes a difference.
Oh, I was going to say, and a pair of footy boots each.
Well, I'll go one further. We've actually got one of those double beds that has two single mattresses.
Oh.
So we already did that anyway.
Motel
Split
style.
Her apart. Hello.
Didn't realise we had the president on the phone. Oh, Miko, thank you for your call, champion.
I always hate those hotel beds because I always end up falling in the hole in between the mattresses.
But then your boyfriend gets a nice night of sleep at the end of it. So, you know, there are some winners in that situation.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Tim, you and I, we love a world record.
It depends. I'm fascinated at some of the world records that they exist because technically, you could break. I know you've got to get Guinness involved, but if you're like, oh, I'm the first person to do this, it's in that order at the fastest pace, world record. Like, it's some of the world record. You've got to admit, some of them are dumb.
Some of them are incredible feats of the human body.
I've tried to do one world record, like genuinely, where we got like the Guinness advisory, whatever.
What'd you try and
most
you tried the
burpees in an hour? The number was 854. Mm-hmm. I think I got 356.
I mean, if you can call those burpees.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you do any?
I didn't.
The only burpees you do come out of your mouth, mate. And you go, so chill out.
I want to show you the world record winner. This bloke can do something incredible with his body. And I'm going to play you a video, Tim.
I'm worried that I've seen this.
And I want you to just describe to everyone listening right now, and I'll pop the video up at K-Rock Geelong on our socials. Yeah. I just want you to describe what's happening here.
I have been very quiet about this. So there's a bald man walking with glasses, and he sticks his eyes out of his head. Oh, my God.
This gentleman holds a world record for the farthest a human has ever pushed their eyeballs out of their head.
Kevin, no! I don't even know what. I hate eyes.
It looks like a cartoon.
Because don't you remember there was when you go to like your primary school library and there would always be like the 2003 Guinness World Records. There was like an African American woman who used to hold the record.
Yeah.
And she was like the front cover or the first page of one of them. And I think that's where my eye phobia might have started.
This bloke is from Brazil. He can push his eyeballs out 1.8 centimetres beyond the socket. cats. Think about, like, just try and do it right now. And I don't think you can do it. Like,
whoever created us gave us lids for a reason. You don't take, it's not a bin bag. You don't need to do it and take it out. Keep your eyes in your sockets. Not a proud world record to have.
Does it, like, do they get a little tape measure out and measure the...
You'd have to touch the eye to do that. Or is it laser directed? Is it done with a survey?
I don't think they're doing it with a laser. Not in the eyeballs.
No, like a laser, like you know how they have like surveyors, like set up a thing at the end of the hill. And then
look.
I can't even begin to.
Try and pop your...
No, your blood vessels in your eyes would not thank you.
I can't. I just go
cross-eyed. You just look like something's wrong. I really don't like iChat. I feel like I've been very kind and giving to you this week, and for you to finish this Friday on such a sully note with my eye phobia, not cool, dude.
Anyway,
not
congratulations cool. to Sydney De Carvalho Mesquita.
Oh, jeez. Captain Culture over here.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.